Hey, Kimberly, this is Catherine calling back from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good. I just received your voicemail that you had purchased a fourth vehicle yesterday.
We did. We did. And so, and I sent just between calling you and now, I sent actually an email to you with the company, the car details, like the model, the year, the VIN number, where we purchased it, where we financed it, and I just don't know what other information you need to let me know what the incremental cost to the insurance is.
Yeah, that's excellent. Thank you so much for sending that over. Okay, and it looks like the email did just come through, so I'm going to add this fourth car now. So it's a 2020 Mazda, and is this going to be the car then that Sarah will primarily be driving, or?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have an extra zero in there. It's just Mazda CX-5. I don't know how zero got there, but it's a hyphen. CX-5.
Okay. Excellent. Yep. Thank you for letting me know. And then Sarah is going to be taking this down to school with her. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
And I know you always ask a lot of good questions about where it's going to be. It's going to be housed in a, under, like in a garage.
Okay. Excellent. That's good to know. I know sometimes at college, street parking gets a little bit tight. So that's good that she will.
Yeah, I don't even know if they have that. Like, they have all garages. I think they need it for space to be able to go up levels, you know? I'm not sure, but.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's excellent.
Yeah.
And then for the finance through, so you purchased it at Nissan, and it's financed through Bank of America. So you own it, and you're making payments.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a combination shop. It's called Priority Nissan Mazda. Just so you know, it's not. We didn't buy it through the Nissan dealership. It's like a combination dealership. Something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead. I'm just going to add Bank of America as the loan holder here for you. And then is the vehicle going to be registered under yours and Daniel's name or just yours?
It's actually, we did the lease under my name and Sarah's.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So,
okay, and just a few more moments here. And then we'll keep the same coverage that we have for your other three vehicles. So that's going to be the $250,000, $500,000, $100,000 limits for liability on bodily injury, property damage, which also includes the uninsured motorist and underinsured motorist.
Okay.
And would you like to have the $1,000 comprehensive and collision deductible on this new vehicle?
Yeah, I think that's what we have on the others, isn't it?
It is, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just carry over.
Yeah, I'm driving down to Texas with her, so.
Oh, nice.
Driving, yeah, yeah. So she's just, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure how much it's going to be used. It's really just to be able to get to the grocery store and stuff because the food situation wasn't great last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't even imagine last year what every students were going through.
Yeah. They had a lot of grab and go with COVID and stuff, so.
Right. Well, hopefully this year things will be a little bit more open.
Yeah, right.
Okay, great. So Okay, so we have now the 2020 Mazda CX-5 added here to your policy. Let's see here. So that's going to be $663.74 for the year.
$663.74.
Exactly.
And then can I call you right back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would that be possible? Okay, let me just give you a quick call back.
Sorry. Sure.